No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we have...
The big homie G, man.
The big homie G.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Flocko.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling great.
How you came in shining, homie.
I came in.
Shining, man.
I don't call a lot of big homie, but I'm going to say, man, how you doing today, big homie?
Nah, see, when you put it like that, you can't think about it like that.
Yeah,
like,
right,
I'm a
right.
big dude, so you like, you just, you know, yeah, I ain't yeah. trying to be little, no bad or nothing like
right,
that, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Like,
it ain't nothing like none of that.
It's just when you hear it down here. Like, man, you know, that's your big homie.
So that's why I have to explain it a lot, because I don't want no feeling like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't nothing. Yeah, man.
Yo, fam, listen, right? So, like, when I first, like, heard about you, I said, bro, I have $1 billion business plan for this dude.
For sure.
Hear me out. Mm-hmm. Fam, if you drop a course and teach big dudes how to dress, man, bro, you out of here with it, man.
I'm out of here.
Bro, you fly like as hell, man.
Nah, for sure.
How you do it, bro?
You know, I ain't always had no size on me.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So when I started putting on weight. So
when you start yoking up on them, what year?
I don't even know. I just came out the blue. Like one day I was this size. The next couple months I was.
You know what I think it is? You know when I got a little bigger? You know when I got a little bigger?
What's that?
When I got comfortable. Start eating. We start really eating.
I ain't even comfortable though.
You got some bread in your pocket. Cause see, when you kind of stress, so like not be eating like you want to eat, not having it. Now I might have a spread that day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm eating once a day when I'm thirsty. When I'm doing good, I might eat three or four.
Nah, it's like when I probably learned how to cook. I was learning how to cook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I started learning how to cook on my own and it's just
Chef
drinking drink.
Big on me.
It just got my side just got.
I said he's not comfortable though, man. Like, what you mean you're not comfortable yet, man?
Nah, I'm saying I'm not comfortable like far as my position, you know what I'm saying? It's far to go. It's far more to go. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm sure we all real ones always looking for that, you know?
Yeah,
but when you really get up out the slumps, because we all know what it's like to really be f***ed up if you've been outside, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So for a to be able to just eat when he want to, dress how he want to, sleep when he want to, it's a blessing.
Yeah, you know, it's a blessing for sure.
You know?
For sure.
They don't get that every day. You know, I've been outside where starve a little bit, man. You know, trying to stack up an extra couple bucks because that rent due.
You for sure.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
You came a long way from King Gates, bro. Like, you should be, you know, like, comfortable,
Yeah, I'm still pulling through the King Gates right to this day. I still get in tone. I got to stay in tone.
Yeah.
Got to stay in tone. My brother's over there. So I'm still pulling up through there.
Yo, bro, I seen the wildest, like, vlog, right, where, like, there was, like, yo, ain't no rap coming here.
You can't know anybody just pull up through there. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you gotta know somebody, and the ones you know, he gotta be certified to even, you know what I'm saying, to even tell you to come through there. But yeah.
Would you call it almost like having to get a permission slip?
You gotta get your permission.
It might sound a little childish, but it's like you gotta get it.
You gotta know somebody.
Somebody,
you know, he gotta be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
a permission slip is crazy, though.
If
you ever in the city, just try to just go through
and go try shining.
I'm calling you first, man.
You ain't gotta call me. Try to go through and see if you gonna get through. They gonna be like, who you know, like security and everything. Like they gonna.
Then break it down, though, man. Like, where are you from?
I'm from King Gates. It's a south of Memphis. It's white haven, black haven. We call it black haven or whatever. But
I got some questions for you.
What's up?
I gotta know, man, because you know just what's been going on down there right now. You know, and the light that's been on Memphis, period, as a whole.
For sure.
What do you think about the Ja Morant situation and what's been going on with that? Because it's been bringing a lot of light
to
Memphis
right
now.
We had a big argument about it just now.
I know Ja, my partner. So it's like I know him personally. So it's like he ain't. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say he ain't that type of dude, but it's like I feel like he in the light now, so it's certain stuff you don't supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? So he can tone it down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna bash because at the end of the day, he's still who he is, You know what I'm saying? They're still my partner. And even if he wasn't my partner, that's John Morant. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it's life. Like, everybody mess up sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 2-3 times, 4 times.
Do you know, you know what I'm just saying? Said that?
Until a nigga get it right.
I said, man, the boy 22 years old.
Exactly.
He ain't even lived a quarter of his life yet. Exactly. You live a quarter of your life at 25.
Exactly.
I said, he ain't even lived a quarter of his life. And we already expecting him to make no mistakes in his life, live on this straightened path arrow, and just not ever step outside the box.
You know, with a light on you, you can't, you can't, it's like you can't do nothing wrong.
Well, people mess up, bro.
Yeah, everybody
mess up. They allow, it's funny because there's, I'm sure there's been a lot of people that we didn't know about getting in trouble, but they didn't put it out for them. Why are they putting it out on him?
Exactly.
Like, it just don't make no sense. He's a young kid, he's gonna mess up.
He's the star. When you the chosen one, they gonna try to take you down, beat you down. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta. You got to live through it, strive through it,
well,
man.
Chosen one, I feel like this. I'm sorry, and I got to go ahead and throw the wrench in the glass house. He got to get a championship first for us to say that he's just moving on just that path. You know, he's got to know how to take over the
everybody
game.
Everybody got
that LP. Yeah, everybody. Hey, man, it's like an asshole, huh? We all got one, church, so I understand it.
Yeah.
I understand it.
But do you think, though, that, like, Ja was always like that, or is it that fuck, bro, is that Memphis water, man, that just changed him?
I don't like I said. I'm just meeting him since he came to the city or whatever. Whatever.
Okay, gotcha.
And we locked in on. I done been to his house. We done locked in. We done been outside at clubs, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Like Memphis like that for real though.
Yeah, man.
What was Memphis like for you growing up? Like your fondest memories of it. You feel like Memphis turned Ja Morant out.
I don't feel like that. That's how y'all just. Yeah,
you know what did though, man? Right?
I don't feel like that.
I feel like life turned him out, but I'm asking you. Like, did you? Do you feel like him coming to Memphis influenced him to?
He probably was already like that. Like, who knew that? Like, we don't know. Yeah. Like, he probably was already like that. He's just in Memphis, so people are like, okay, he in Memphis now. That's why this how he acting like. Nah, bro, the problem was already like that.
Yeah.
We never know.
Of course.
I mean, but you know, he vibing, bro, in the car. I don't know.
You do know, and that's why you said it. And I felt the same way, right? I said, man, he in the car, 22 years old, having more money than a lot of niggas that he's passing down the block on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? No security. In Memphis.
Exactly.
I don't know if anybody ever been to Memphis, and I love the culture, the barbecue, love the people, love just the overall experience.
Exactly.
Shit get real nitty around that motherfucker, homie. Sure. Shit get real greasy.
Fast,
homie. This nigga's a superstar. You telling me he's supposed to just be walking through or driving through that motherfucker on good faith? You's a fucking different type of fool. He's a different type of fool. Sure. He's supposed to just be moving through there. I don't care if he had not a piece of jewelry on, nigga. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. He had a
you
rhinestone
on his tooth. At all times, at all
you have to. And he's 22, 23 years old, bro. He's sitting there. He's vibing to
his kids. 11 and, his kids 11.
Shooting the dog shit out of shit. Let's keep it a
come
band.
Come on. Stop.
Shooting the dog shit out of shit till he's dead.
Me and Obama, me and Kamari, we be having this conversation sometimes. Like, you know.
Like, I like these kind of combos.
Like, he's a starter. Right? Shouldn't, like, his homies be holding the gun? Like, not him, right? Like, he's Ja.
That ain't how
ain't
niggas
nobody
going
to protect you how you going to protect you.
Facts.
Right? You?
I hope that get cooked,
that's true.
Right there.
Yeah
nobody going to protect you.
That's how you going to protect yourself? Like,
yeah, that's true.
He got a gun. You not going to jump behind him if he trying to protect himself.
Yeah, that's fine.
Y'all need to try to protect each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you say growing up in Memphis, it's almost, for you, you was taught to like, hey, man, ain't nobody going to protect you the way that you going to protect you, good or bad?
Good or bad. Yeah, you got to stay.
Damn, big
you got to stay on your 10. Really, you got to stay on your people. You got to stay watching. You got to stay moving.
Yeah.
You got to stay active.
Yeah. Yo, and speaking of like ball players, are you signed to Z-Bo or not?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Right now, yeah.
And how did you like link up with like Z-Bo?
Okay, it started with like Moneybagg Yo.
Zach Rudolph, by the way, for you people who wonder.
Yeah. Moneybagg Yo, it started with Bags. So it was like, we all came, when we was pushing Bags situation, when we pushing Bags situation, that's how they got up on us like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say they, I mean him and Marcus Howell, which is head, that's his best friend.
Yeah.
So they got up on our situation. When they got up on Bag, you know, I was always playing the background, you know what I'm saying? We doing what I was doing.
Vibing,
doing what I was doing.
There be some of the realest though, and that make it the furthest is the ones that just sit back and wait their turn.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I was just chilling, and when Brush shot up through there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got in the booth, started doing my. They liked it, they signed me, and it been on there since.
Yeah,
now Zach and head like a father figure to me, a mentor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they good dudes. So they came in out like we weren't having like really nothing. We was on the edge of
yeah.
I mean we was making the music, but it was like we weren't having nothing though.
You been popping though, right? Like for 4 years now, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right. With the so was Speak Up like the first album and on the new label or no?
Yeah, Speak Up was the first album on the label.
Yo, listen though, right? So break it down for me, right? When you and Finesse Two Time Linked Up, listen, right? Because you was like the first rapper that like, and I kind of heard like. Talking that real P shit, you feel me? Like, yeah. Bitch, I ain't tricking. I ain't buying a bitch soda, you feel me?
Nah.
So listen, so like, just tell me like the type of game does being exchanged when you and Finesse linked up, because now he's like the hard on thoughts too, you know?
You know, me and Finesse, like at one point in time, all of us was in a rap group at one point in time.
A word.
Me, Finesse, Bag, Black Youngster, and a couple more artists.
Oh, that's a dangerous group right there.
So you came from the pimp game.
Yeah. So we
let's talk about it a little bit. Let's unpack.
Yeah. So we was all in the group at one point in time. So yeah. I already knew Finesse. Like I already know how he get down. I already know what's up with him. So it's like perfect song. He bro out. He hot.
Yeah.
Bro, let's do it. Sent it over to him. Got on it.
Because the first line was
right now.
Listen, because the first line was bro. It was iconic, bro. Bro, listen. And he said. The hoes always trying to eat peanuts. I'm trying to eat steak, nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, that's different, bro.
Nah, for sure.
Is that true, though?
Nah, that's true. You know, I got the line out baller blocking, baby.
Yeah.
Shout out to Birdman. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to eat peanuts. I'm trying to eat steak. No cap.
Yeah, man. Oh, here, right? I think it was the first song called, like, G-Next, right?
Yeah, G-Next.
Right?
Yeah.
Bro, like, you rapped about how, like, and there was this nigga, man, you right? Like, who, you was fucking this bitch, and he was so tender dick that he tried to kill you.
Yeah.
Is that a real life story?
Yeah, that's a real life story.
Happened down south, right?
Real life, yeah.
Always say, man, tender dick nigga. Shit like that happened to me in Arkansas. It's okay, man.
He wanna kill me, like,
I'd ask some shit like that try to happen to me in Arkansas once upon a time, man, for real, man. That shit gets spooky down there.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, I always think of it, I think about it like this. Down south, love the south. I love the heritage, but a lot of niggas down there, they not moving on that fast life. So when they get a girl like they like her.
And
that's the problem. They like every girl, even your girl. So that's how the shit. No, for real.
Nah,
it changed different. Crazy, and what I look at it as, like, your best friend can turn deadly towards you over some shit like that. The bitch breaking them off, right? You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I don't even be. I don't mess with too many circles, loved one. Like, I fucked the real ones, my nigga, when I fucked with them. That's why I got love for Memphis, because some good pimping done came out of Memphis, man. I know some real pimps from around that motherfucker. So that's why I'm like, shit, if you ever gotten cross country, if you ever got to meet other niggas, if you ever been in the game on that before you started rapping, were you fucking with the, you know what I'm saying, was you fucking with the game with the bitches?
Nah, you talking about the pimp guy?
Yeah, man.
Nah, I wasn't never no pimp, man. I could have been a pimp, though.
A lot of my uncles,
nah, for sure. I got
you
the game.
Had that many hoes?
I got it down pat.
I got
uncles,
some of my rapper homies.
My uncles, my dad.
I got a lot of my, listen.
I can tell you something slick right quick. You know what I mean?
I got a lot of rapper homies, right? Like, real, that you know. Like, I don't even want to put them out there because they don't know what it is when I say it. I got a lot of rapper homies that tell me, like, man, Sharp, I commend you, nigga. They be like, I tried that shit. That shit ain't for me, man. Like, it's like not for everybody.
They feel like
everybody
you can do it.
Everybody say like they can do it. But can a nigga really take his, when you come home, I don't give a fuck what you doing. You come home, nigga, you want to get rubbed on. You want to lay down with your bitch and your bitch up getting ready for work, nigga, to go bust a date. Yeah. Not every nigga can handle it. The strongest nigga in the world can't handle that, man.
Yeah.
It take a different type of mindset, man. Different type of individual.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It takes something.
No, for sure.
Bro, listen, like, I can't even, like, imagine having to wake up and deal with five hosts. Like, bro, that's insane, right? Because having to, like, deal with their attitudes, having to talk to the bitches, having to, like, deal with,
you ever sat back and dealt with your five personalities that you bring on yourself? That you bring to yourself? Because you'll run yourself. Nobody know you better than you.
Exactly.
nobody. So whether you're dealing with your own, you deal with five personalities within yourself and nobody ever know. I'm giving some real game. So if you can deal with it with yourself and you can maintain that with yourself, why the fuck can't you maintain that with the bitch?
Okay, P.
Why can't you maintain that shit with the bitch? Okay. That shit should be a walk through the park.
Talk that shit, man. Because
can't nobody deal with what the fuck you put yourself through, man. All the rest of that shit, man, is just trying to put tinks in your armor.
I had to ask that though.
Like, because, you know, I know Memphis Heritage, man, you know, and a lot of that background, man, and a lot of the ones that I know, it came from some games.
You gotta learn, you gotta know how to juggle. You gotta know how to juggle.
The bitch, man, for real. I got love for Memphis for that one, for real. I
appreciate that.
But, yo, bro, but that album, bro, listen, first off, yo, when I said, bro, how did he drop an album with no miss? Because, bro, even like with the sample, like, or Diamonds, right? Mm-hmm. Dog, like, it was like what? Like, Diamonds on My Neck, it usually came in like ice. Bruh, one, when you heard that sample, did you know, bro, this is gonna be like the one. This shit gonna go stupid when it drops.
When I heard the sample, I was like,
yeah.
The Cash, the young nigga who made the beat.
Yeah.
So he was like, bro, I got one for you. I was like, send it to me. I'm gonna put it on the album.
Yeah.
I ain't even heard, but whatever he was gonna send, I was gonna put it on the album. Like,
yeah.
It had to be hard though. When he sung that, I was like, okay. And like Ice is kind of like one of my ad-libs.
Yeah.
So I'm just, when I'm listening to him, I'm saying, Ice. Like.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is going to be one of the ones.
Mm-hmm.
I hit that up, got him on it. It was nothing.
It murked him, man. Yo. And then also too, like, I was trying to ask you, right? Yo, how'd you get, because you found like K Carbon before the TikTok success, right?
Yeah. I've been doing like K Carbon.
Yeah.
Big 30 Pooh Shices, they all Chopper Gang. So I already,
oh, really?
I'm already knowing them. Like,
yeah.
In the hood, I already knew them. So
yo.
It was like, wasn't nothing to get on the joint.
Bruh. She was talking that shit though,
yeah,
right?
She like the next, I'm gonna say the next girl out the city besides Glow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She like the next one. Like, so I was like, let me fuck with her.
What'd you think about Glow?
Yeah, Glorilla.
And her, yeah, and her success.
Nah, she Glow moved. One of the ones. Like, it's hard. Like, what she doing, what she accomplishing, everything she got going.
It seems like she's being accepted to a limit, I feel like. Like, it seems like she go through certain problems, like when she go do shows, and like she be having her little tiffs. Like, and I feel like she new to the space because she really just got going. Yeah. I fuck with her music, man. Yeah. I think she dope. Mm-hmm. I listen to the joint with her and Moneybagg. Yo, that's my shit right there.
Yeah.
I be banging that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I do fuck with that's Baby. But I just noticed that she's kind of... I feel like she's having a rough time coming into the industry. Why I say it is because I feel like people are trying to treat her like she's a nigga and not a female. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They trying to treat her like she's the man in the mixture. Like, you do shit to her, trying to play little games with her. Just because she come from this shit, hey, man.
Just because how she talking. Like just how she,
yeah, it's how she talking. Her shit.
It's just how she talk her shit, but she a girl, for sure.
The water
just
how she
talk. I mean, we'll look at her like that, but I just don't want to see her go on tour and people try to mistreat what they think they see about her. You know what I'm saying? Because I know she just being her.
She got a good team behind her, so I know she'll be all right. Like, TMG. You know what I'm saying? She got a good team, good squad, got it behind her. So she gonna be good.
Yeah.
Bro, real executive, you know what I'm saying? He know how to. So she gonna be cool.
Yo, man, so like, and you had another song right on it, right? Listen, we gotta talk about it, right?
What's
it? Weak. Future and Boston Richie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, right? So, one, the tape at that time was already out, right? So, when you, like, sit back and watch him going through his entire thing, right, was you like, yo, I hope this ain't true, man?
Nah, it is what it is, but it was like, we had already had, like, a fallout.
Oh, really?
Okay. It wasn't no fallout. It was just like, I wanted to do the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really, I wanted to do the video. Bro, guy, bro, like, all right, at first, come on, cool, we can do the video.
Yeah.
He found that it was like a diss track, but it really wasn't no diss track. You know what I'm saying? That's what he thought. He thought it was a diss track. So he ain't want no smoke with whatever.
He scared or what?
I don't know if he was scared. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I ain't gonna put nothing on no nigga that I don't know nothing about. But
yeah.
He told me it came from up top.
He greasy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't do the video.
That
so
was real, man. Yeah.
We ain't never do the video. So it was dead on that. So it was just like, oh, so, yeah. So when that came out.
Yeah.
And I ain't do me no. I ain't, shit.
Yeah.
We already, you know what I'm saying? We ain't do no business. Like, it don't be nothing, like, we ain't do no business. So it was, yeah, it was cool. It ain't affect me none.
Yeah, man. Yo, what's the one thing, man, that's, like, shocked you about this rap game?
Like, everybody don't be who they say they is. Like, everybody don't be who they say they is in the rap game.
Yeah, because they letting everybody in.
Yep, that's why.
I'll tell it like it is. They just letting everybody see. Yeah. That's the problem. They just letting everybody in. So now you don't know who's who. That's why I kind of stopped the Pimp Game, man, for real. Because when it turned into a style and it turned into a fashion, like almost like a fashion statement, and people just trying to like culture jock some shit and culture jock some shit, I was done with it, bro. Yeah. Once it starts getting saturated, it's no longer filet mignon, nigga. It's like McDonald's and go get you a Big Mac. No, that was cool, bro.
Do y'all even care though? Like, for example, if y'all find out that a dude is, I'm talking about, he's just rap capping. Like, you feel me? Like, he grew up like me, you feel me? He's a square, but he's talking about being the biggest killer ever. Does that put you off? Or like, you know, bro, like, in my business, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it ain't my business. I don't care. Cause it's like, I ain't trying, bro, this music business.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this is business. So if I'm linking with you, we gonna do business. I ain't trying to kick it with you, be your friend, go meet your mama. I ain't trying to do nothing. And now if it happened organically, it happened. But if it don't, then I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care that much. And I ain't trying to link with no niggas no way, because I got my own staff and my own squad and the people that I've been knowing is rapping.
I gotta ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you ever notice with a lot of the rappers, right, these days, and you know, I had a rapper that's really about the business pointed out to me. I said, damn, he fucked me up. He said, you ever notice how a lot of these other rappers, how they circles constantly change?
Yeah.
You ever notice that? He said, it's only a couple that keep the same circle throughout the whole mixture.
No, he said,
that shit be quarterly. He said, man, they all change circles constantly, bro. Mm-hmm. It's never the same people around them. That's spooky. He said, that's not a real general. No. He said, that's not a real boss. He says, if your team fucked up, he said, you're supposed to get them in order to make sure you can make the move.
But a lot
of niggas get weak and fall weak, and guess what they do? They start changing their circle.
Yep.
They try to see who can just adapt to what the fuck they got going on.
A lot of yes, man.
And a lot of them don't even know what the fuck they got going on themselves. How can you navigate something for somebody else and put them in position and you don't even know your position?
Exactly. Like, me and my brothers, like, I ain't gonna lie.
Kevin Gates told me that.
Oh, yeah?
That's my brother, nigga. And Gates, nigga, like this. Me and was chopping it up. He said, hey, Church, you ever notice? He said, man, how nigga circles always change. He said, mine stay the same. Yeah. He said, nigga, I'm a general. He said, this shit don't change. He said, I've had the same people around me, nigga, 10 years.
You got to, because you don't know. Like, how you
had to throw that out there, though.
You got to. Like, me and my brothers, we argue. You know what I'm saying? We still gonna get to the business, though. By me and you bumping heads, then I gonna be like,
of course not.
Like, fuck you. Like, gone over there. Like, oh, I'm gonna go somewhere else. Like, nah, we're gonna come back and get it together. Okay, bro, I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Or he was wrong, and we're gonna move on from it.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta stay grounded, bro. For sure.
Still a manager, right? I think.
Yeah.
Man, how long though?
About 7 years.
God damn.
Yeah, like, when we started Ennis.
Yeah.
Like, when I got in with Ennis, we all back.
Yeah.
And not just my manager, my partner, my friend, my brother.
Here, right? How'd you know, like, for example, right? Like, when it comes to, like, for example, us, right? Like, we have a bunch of dudes who fuck with us and have our best interests at heart around us, right? And how do you know, okay, and he's capable of actually doing his work and being, you know, productive.
You just gotta know who for you, bro. You just gotta know who for you and who rooting for you, who going hard for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna go hard for each other. Like, it's vice versa. Yeah. Like, bro, you got something you want me to do, I'm gonna do it. Like, if he got something he want me to do, as far as it could be a non-profit or anything, it ain't gotta be about no money.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's my brother. I wanna see him win just like 100. He wanna see me win.
Yeah, 100. Man. Yeah. Not in the facts, but yo, bro. So speaking of brothers, right? Yo, you and like Pooh Shiesty and have a, I'm talking about like great chemistry, right?
Yeah, we locked in,
bro. How did Shiesty Flow come about?
We was just in same
stool.
We was in the studio.
Yeah,
we had done a couple songs that day, and we was just still going at it, and we were like They're like, let's do a Big Homie Shiesty flow. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, Big Homie Shiesty flow. Like, this hard. I just went in there. We went in there and done it. Knocked it out.
Have y'all, like, I've talked recently or no?
Yeah, yeah. I talked to Pooh. He doing good.
Man.
Yeah, he doing good.
He'll be home when, though? Like, in, like, 5 years, I think?
He's going to be home in a minute.
Soon, right?
He's going to be home very soon. Like, sooner than you think.
Hey, man. Bro, hey, bro. So, other thing is this, though. So, bro, walk me through, like, this, like, so 40 bars, right?
40 bars, yeah.
Bro, walk me through that recording process, because you had to be just off the something, my nigga. Right, right?
I ain't
gonna
lie.
You was going
like,
in.
All my songs, all my music, all my songs, and I just be off the dome.
Yeah.
I don't write nothing. I just go in. If the beat hard enough, I'm going to keep going. I'm punching in. I'm thinking as I'm going. Mm-hmm. But I can't freestyle.
Yeah.
That.
Hey, trick question, but best question.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's your best song?
My best song is one that's working for me. Like, one of whatever's working, this is my best song. Like,
I got
Who Got It, I got Tick. That's one of my hottest singles I got. I got the Tick remix, Fruit and Got It, 42 Doug, Money Bag, yo.
You know what your best song is?
Which one?
Your next one.
Your next one.
That's a bar right
I
there, right?
I want to hear it, but I'm like, that's why I asked you a real question. I was like, man, as a rapper, like, what is the best song that you have?
Next song from Cool like Wishes Tonight.
Yeah, the next song.
Yeah, the next song.
I appreciate it, man. For it's sure. never just what you can think back on. That's already done.
Okay.
That exists.
For sure.
Your best song is your next song. That's what keeps you moving.
Mm-hmm. You gave me some game.
Yeah,
he said Tick, though.
You did.
Yeah.
Now, listen. I got to ask now. You feel me?
For sure.
So, in Tick, like, you said some shit now, right? As a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were all again, like, wondering and speculating, yo, who you talking about? And when you say, I found out my cousin is a hoe.
Yeah. One of my cousins. That's who I'm telling you who I'm talking about.
Now, wait, I listen though, right? Now though, right?
Keep that shit in stack. Right? I told you to.
Now though, another dude though, you feel me? Like, took that on as, yo, he's talking about me and dropped the whole remix on you, man.
Who?
I think it was Casino Jizzle.
I don't even know who that is.
Damn.
Hey, that ain't my, I don't even know who that is.
I
don't know.
I mean, no offense to him. I'm nothing against the man, but I'm just saying, like, you bringing him up like, niggas is supposed to know.
So he a cousin, though? Yeah.
Fuck no. I don't got no cousin named Jizzle. Like, I know who I was talking about. Yeah. And my cousin, who I was talking about, know who I was talking about.
Oh,
he know I was talking about him.
Why he
I
a whole
I like those subliminals
fuck with him
like
to this
that.
Day.
Like, yeah, he just like, he got to mention it. He just know that nigga know.
He know.
That nigga know when he watched this shit. Yeah.
Guess what? And you know how he know? Because he told my whole family. I'm talking about him, so he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
I feel you, Trey.
Right?
Nah, really.
You also sad, right?
Is that shit? He said, man, that nigga know who he is.
Yeah,
he
sad, right?
Yeah.
I told mama, like, this is why I can't show up to the family function. So has that changed? Is Big Homie now going back to family reunions and the cookouts again?
No.
Damn, for life?
Man, it's stuck there. If it's up, it's stuck. I'm hollering at my mama, my sister, my whoever else.
My uncle,
I just ain't doing the cousin shit. It's like, it's cool, but I ain't that particular person.
You say you got a good relationship with your mom and all that.
Yeah.
Like, everything is cool.
Excellent.
Just when we throw in family functions, they say, this nigga's invited. Y'all
that's
know
why
I ain't coming. Don't even call me about it. Because
if I call
me,
it don't be a problem. Like,
yeah,
we don't want no problem.
Yeah.
This supposed to be a happy moment.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna stay away.
How do you, like, for example, right? Like, and like, you do like a great job, bro, at just ignoring and all the noise, right? Because I see like this one dude who's just trolling you, right? Which won't say his name, trolling you on a consistent basis. Like, you have never responded back to him. Like, you just,
you know, they it's
just gone.
It's just like wolf howling at the moon.
Yeah.
Like, you'll never get to me. You know what I mean? You just howling at the moon. Like,
yeah, that noise, he's pretty much saying, if I can elaborate for you, that noise ain't gonna make him no bread.
Yeah, sure.
So if it's not making it, it's gotta make sense to him, Flacco. Yeah. If it's not making sense, it's not indulged on. It's not entertained. It's not looked at. That's beneath.
Yeah.
Now I respond to everybody, though, man.
I respond to everyone of them niggas. What I'm responding to you for? It makes myself
it's making no money for
and
you.
And I can't see you.
Yeah.
Like if I ever bump into you, or you know what I'm saying, we ever.
Big
you know what I mean?
It's will you please there. Tell him mm-hmm. that there's one thing that you can never get back in life? You can it's get time. Money, you can get everything, but you can't get
time,
your time.
Right? Can't get
yeah. yeah. You can't get so when you spend that your energy on somebody and it's not making you any type of do, I think that every man can see that, hey man.
And I don't even know how to troll, so I don't even know how to play
yeah.
like
yeah.
it. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
I know.
So that's why I don't even do it, because I don't even know how to
You're
do
older,
it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even know how to troll.
Yeah.
I'm
for you.
I'm gonna go back and forth with you, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know where I am, pretty much. Like, imagine it's that much of a problem. Somebody that you know that somebody got mm-hmm. my line, yeah. and you can bang it, and we can do whatever we need to do on the back end. And I thought that's how shit used to be, homie. Yeah. I'm 35, bro.
Yeah,
so
they do.
Look at the little shit that like let's have an internet beef for 6 months and let's go back and forth in this clusterfuck of fantasy. It don't make no sense to me, bro. If a nigga really got a problem, man, you know how to find a nigga, bro.
Nah, for sure.
You know what's crazy, right? Is they both drop a song probably like a week apart, right? And he did like 8 million, no, like probably like 5 million views now, right? And he's at 90,000, and his name is in the diss song. Like, the title, which is like, damn, bro. For me, man, like, you know.
You know,
if 90K is going to get you that, you know, then why even do it, you know?
You know, when I was watching Bad come over, right?
Yeah.
And I was just watching them, just seeing how different people was coming at them. And I was like, yeah. man, why they coming at you, cuz? Like, you know, bang my good cousin. So I'm like, man, why they coming at you like that? You know, and I had to just sit back and think, like, you the one. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you hot and they gonna come from everywhere.
Yeah.
They trying to get your spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They trying to do what you doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand, like, why niggas trying to. You know,
that's good ass game right there.
This shit don't get to me, man.
Of course,
they ain't listening to him. He just broke down some real game.
Nah, for sure, they don't get to me.
For sure,
yeah, man.
Touch me, do you know what I mean?
When you own, listen to what he said, Flacco, and like I know you can agree. Like for real, he said, man, when you own, man, everybody coming for the top.
Nah, for sure.
Everybody. So if you don't have haters and don't have nobody that's trying to pull you down, nigga, something's wrong.
Something wrong.
You got to really go back to the drawing board.
Nah, no cap.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have haters. That's what makes this work.
Exactly. Facts, man. Exactly. So, yo. So like, what's your relationship now with like Big Growth? Oh, sorry. A Growth Hero.
Growth Hero.
Yeah.
Cool. I see him. Well, I ain't never had no problem with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right now, the reason why I like and asked that though was because he attacked El Omigo, right? And I'm assuming
he know him, so he know me too. But
yeah,
I think they growed up in the same in the same area, so he know him a little bit more than he know me. So
yeah,
it's on we on speaking basis. Like he cool, whatever. Like I done pulled up to his food trucks and got food from him and.
That went viral too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, right? Because that was like the so. And here's why in that though, like went viral, right? Because we was like, yo, bro, what? Like this shit is big, right? Like, Big Homie G and Growth Hero is coming together, and I think that was like the first time that both camps were together, you know, after Dolph Death, right? Which was like, yo, this is like some real like grown man mature shit, you know?
Almost like what we.
I
said,
mean,
power
but
play?
It's like, but yeah. this like it was before Dolph Death.
Oh really? Okay.
I'm saying that was after this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm talking about before his death.
Yeah, yo, it was cool.
We was cool. So yeah. what we gonna? What we gonna act like we got a problem with each other now?
Mm-hmm.
For, that was for, a power play
for the internet.
That's yeah, a power play.
Nah,
for
I ain't got no problem. You ain't got no problem with me. You ain't no bloodshed with us, bro. What?
Yeah.
Let me get some food. Where you at? I'm already in the city anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to an interview. I was going to a radio station. I saw his saw his truck out there, and I just turned around and shit, it went like that. And he had no problem with me before that shit, so why have a problem with me then? Now.
That's some real grown man shit, right? Now, people were trying to, like for example, so I think like 5 days after, right? I think it was Straight Drive, right? And who dropped like a song, you and him, right? Now, Straight Drop was, I guess, implicated or being charged with, like, Young Dolph death, right? Mm. So people just automatically not trying to put you in some bullshit that you got nothing, you feel nothing to do with.
Like I said before, yeah. whatever with yeah. it, I've been on Drop. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Me and Drop been done the song. So yeah. whatever they got, whatever. Like, I can't stop fucking with no nigga because what they saying about a nigga.
Did folks hit you about it, though, or nah?
Say who?
Did anybody hit you about it? Like, saying, bro, like, you know.
You know, you read the comments, you see. I see everything. I ain't got to pay attention. I'll act like I seen it. I see everything. Like, everything. I ain't got to act on it, though. Because this shit don't be nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts,
if I been knowing you before whatever happened, and, you know what I'm saying? I been knowing. We already done this song. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yo, question, though, man. So, do you, like, feel, like, currently Memphis has taken over, like, for example, right? Like, there was, like, a great, like, 5 years, probably, like, 10 years, right, where, yo, Atlanta was the hub for everything coming out. Like, that shit was, you know, right? Like, now it feels like, yo, like, you got you, got Bag, got Yo Gotti, got, you know, Gorilla, right? Big, right? Like, so, like, now it seems like I think Memphis has not taken over as, you know.
I mean, Memphis, I ain't gonna lie, Memphis always been that city.
Yeah,
what music come had from. Music since back.
I mean, yeah, they already been there city since
man,
back.
Three come on.
Wasn't popping man. Though, right? Like, in terms of, bro, like, now, here, so now, like, there's, like, 10 rappers that, you know, like is their era now, you feel me?
It's putting on for me.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, like,
Tennessee,
everybody
as a whole has era, musical culture. Yeah. Tennessee, period, from Nashville all the way to Memphis.
Exactly.
Like, some of the best have came through that city or is from around them parts.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I'm just being honest with you, bro. Mm. Like, Tennessee has, man, cultural mixtures when it comes to music.
Nah, like, Memphis is one of the ones. Like,
Memphis
and
is
like,
one of them ones,
like,
bro.
Right now, like, yeah. and then mm. like, everybody working with each other. Like, you couldn't get there back in the day. Like, you couldn't get somebody rapping from South Memphis over there, rapping somebody from North Memphis.
Oh, where
I'm
was beef
fucked
though?
Up, and it I don't want to sound crazy.
Just,
I think
the
Elvis,
culture, bro.
Elvis was from around that motherfucker.
Who that?
Elvis was from around that motherfucker.
Elvis was from Memphis?
I think he was from around that motherfucker, Tennessee.
He's from Memphis. He's Tupelo, Mississippi.
He, from Brown, hey, but
he got a house. He Elvis got a house
hey,
in the hood I'm from.
Hey, really? He went and blew up through that whole mixture.
He got his own street.
Tennessee.
You stop at Dodge on EP2. You
hell,
stop
I
at
think
Dodge.
They got strategies in this motherfucker down there, homie, in Memphis. And Nashville. You go down Nashville, yeah. man, musically inclined like a motherfucker. Everybody stopped through that motherfucker do music.
Yeah.
I watched Amigos at the motherfucking Limelight one night.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that shit. Before they even blew up, homie, I went to go see the Amigos one time.
I was there.
I was there.
It was a fight
Buck,
broke out.
Young Buck was outside.
Yeah, the fight
you know,
broke out.
Yeah, the fight
with
broke
the
out.
With the Migos.
Yeah,
we were there.
I was
we
there.
Was jacking. We got,
nigga, I was there that night.
We was,
how
we
many
was
years
there,
ago is this?
That was a long time ago.
Nigga, I'm talking about this fucking at least 13
that
years
ago. That was a
ago.
Little minute ago. That
yeah.
was a long
now
that
I was there, nigga. I'm up in there popping bottles, man. Migos end up showing up late. I think it was, and they was mad about it because they ended up passing, or niggas ended up getting into it on some other shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
man.
Oh, you was tussling too?
Yeah, I was with Migo. We were tussling. Hey,
oh, really?
I can say this. Quavo did go tuck his jewelry and get back up off the bus talking about, nigga, what's up?
Oh, damn.
And try to fight the nigga. Quavo, on my mama. I was there that night.
Take off. It,
nigga,
all
Young Buck, nigga's in the parking lot smoking a blunt on a new Corvette.
Damn.
He's standing nigga outside the Limelight. I'll never forget
yeah,
that shit,
lying.
Man.
I was there.
Nashville, nigga, Tennessee.
Nah, for sure.
See, like, Offset, like, and I know, like, he get it in. But Quavo and Takeoff 2 was, wow.
Everybody. All of them, they was with it.
I stayed to see that concert.
I stamped it. And somebody can say they was with it because I was there.
Of course, they felt comfortable because you was there, right?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, right, so look, so in a song called I Don't Want to Be Famous, right?
Yeah.
But you say, yo, like, your homie asked you for some money, and you told him no, and that was the last time.
True story.
You heard from him.
Yeah, I
how'd that go?
I mean, I talked to him now to this day, like, but he didn't understand the reason I was telling him no, because I really didn't have it. Like, but I couldn't tell him. I couldn't tell him that at the time.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, nah, I ain't got it, bro. Like, or I really don't got it. Like, but you think I'm lying. But I really didn't have it, so I couldn't give it to you, bro. Like, I didn't have it to give. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I had it to give away, then he would have got it, but. Yo, he had got in his feelings. It is what it is. We chumped it up, though.
It's squashed now.
It wasn't never a problem. It was just like, don't look at me like that. You my brother, so you supposed to know. You supposed to,
of course,
to know the real me. If I tell you no, that's what it is. Don't say I'm getting, cause don't let this fame fuck you up. Like don't get caught up in it, bro. Yeah. Don't do that.
How do you figure out though and who to give money to? Like, cause right now, I'm sure the cousin, uncle, the cousin, brothers, the auntie.
I ain't gonna lie.
Everybody coming for some money too.
Yeah,
money,
I'm chopping the bread up with my family, like.
Yeah.
Because I know where we come from, and I know.
Yeah.
And if I know your situation,
mm-hmm.
And I know your situation real, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna help you out.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I didn't need the help before, and I know who done been there for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, Russell, you figured that out by saying, listen. If you ever help me out, like, you good for life.
Yeah, you said.
But like, them other niggas who, you know, who...
Who I ain't never... You ain't never did nothing for me. I ain't never asked you for nothing. I ain't never... I can't... I don't know.
Nah, man.
It might be a little different for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next, though, man?
I got it. I'm just working, bro. Keep working, keep striving. Be the best I can be, you know what I'm saying? Just keep driving.
Oh, what do success
look... focus.
Look like, though, right? Like, for example, in 5 years, what would success look like for you?
5 years on my own.
Yeah.
I'm gonna own a lot of things. Like I'm gonna be a CEO in 5 years.
It's that Memphis mentality, bro. Bro, like they all worry about one owning mad properties.
Yeah, for sure.
Get to the bag, bro. Like,
nah, for sure.
Why is it like, right? Is it like just like a Memphis thing? Because it's not like a rap game thing, right? Because these niggas coming in, they trying to, you know, like, buy the jewelry, you feel me? You know, like, fuck hoes, and they cool. But for y'all, with you, with Bag, with Dolph, with Gotti, it's all about, listen, I'm trying to be the biggest boss. Fuck this rap shit.
Because it's like, when you come, like, when you, you know, I know how it feel to be broke.
Yeah.
So you know how it feel to be broke. You don't want to be broke.
Mm-hmm.
You want the best. You want more.
Yeah.
So you got, and when you want more, you got to go for more. You got to
push
yourself a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here, so are you like
it's
a rapper?
Okay to test your strength.
Mm-hmm.
You got to test your strength for sure.
It's okay to test your strength.
Nah, for sure.
It's all right.
Yeah, Bryce. So are you like a rapper, or is rap just a hustle?
Rap the hustle. I'm an artist, bro. Like, I'm an artist. I'm a CEO. I wear all type of hats, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, right? I can't cap to you. Like, I go find artists. I go look for artists to build our brand up. Even though I'm in the position I'm in right now, like, I go get other artists to build my eye label up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like I wear a lot of hats. I do a lot of.
Who's on the label right now though?
We got Bezel Boy Black. We got Nick Hardbody. We got Big 30. We got I'm missing somebody. We got D Moolah. We got Lonely Girl. We got Lebo. We got a lot of producers. KJ, YC.
That's
we
a
got
full
D-Berry.
Roster.
Yeah. D-Berry. We got a squad.
What do you look for though? Like, when you're trying to like find, like, for example, how do you hey, right? Because you know how to rap, right?
Yeah.
But like, how can you tell? You know, like, he got that it factor.
I gotta know you for real, like.
Oh, really?
Authentic.
Oh shit! So no rap cap.
Yeah, no rap.
Why though? Like, why? Wait,
because I'm saying okay, if you rap cap, if you rap cap, then they gonna end up finding about you cap. Then it's like, what? All the energy we put into
that shit. He should know. Hey, no, right? You gotta be playing. Why, Flacco? You got
you
any
can
more
fake
questions?
It, fake it though, right,
Flacco? You got any more real questions for this?
Yeah,
man?
Right.
And then we.
I don't
stay
know,
out Flacco. The way. Feel me? Like, you can rap cap and stay out the way. And you good.
That's so fucking that what you would do? Bro.
Yeah, of course. Right?
So you would just rap.
To do it.
What?
You would just rap and stay out the way?
So listen.
You would catch me back. You would
dead. Of course. Absolutely.
So you CB4.
I make millions?
CB4.
Huh?
CB4.
CB who?
CB4. You ever watch CB4?
No.
I remember that shit.
Watch CB4.
Why are you capping over,
dog? Nah, just watch CB4.
Yeah. Why? Listen, yo. If I can rap and get your jewelry, my nigga, man, bro, I'm talking about killing niggas, robbing niggas. Nigga, bro, listen up, man, bro.
Whoa.
I'm a kingpin, nigga.
Send jabs all back to you. I'm telling you the transparency. I'm explaining to the viewers. And then he just kind of like, pow, pow, pow.
Nah, Finn, listen up, bro. Listen.
Killing niggas, stabbing niggas.
Yeah.
Why?
What? Nah, yo. No, oh my God. I think his name was like a Slim Jesus, right? Like the white boy, like from Ohio, right? Fan, bro, he came in talking about, bro, I'm talking about killing Frank Block out, right? Now, check it out though, right? And he went on Vlad TV. Now, here, right? Listen, it's for some like an odd reason, right? Rappers don't know how to lie to Vlad, right? So Vlad asked him, are you from the street? He said, fuck no. Like, that's stupid. And yo, his career was over with, bro. Yo, his career was over with, my nigga. Right? He's dropped another song since, man.
That's funny as hell.
Right? He said, no. He said, no. And now, facts though, he said, I'm a smart kid, you know? I would never. I said, you know, hey, you know, shit.
Blanco, for you, even making that say, you make him sound even squarer to
you. Yeah, right? Yeah. You want to sign me, though, man? Come on now, man.
Blocko, if you trying to get signed,
blogger.
If you, huh?
A blogger.
Will I sign you as a blogger?
Yeah.
You trying to get up out of your own Blocko?
Not man.
We got room for a blogger. We got room for a blogger. Yeah, we got room.
You gotta watch that shit.
Curse your rapper, you feel me?
We got room. I got you.
Right? You feel me? Listen, Blocko. Listen, Russell, look. Russell, look, though. Russell,
you
look.
You just bought a chain.
Right? Hey.
Why are you looking to go somewhere else?
He got one on the way.
Man, what?
Come on. You got one on the way, Blocko.
Come in, right? You feel me, right? Right? And then start rapping, you feel me? By that time, you're not gonna fuck with me now, you feel me? Right, man? Yeah. Yo.
You gotta start from somewhere, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, man, right? Come on now, listen, man. Listen, man. I come, I blog for you niggas, man. I tweet, for me, right?
Like, hardcore rap.
Yeah, what, man? Get your money, bro. Get your bread,
man. Yo, but here, man, last question is this, man. Bro, listen. What are you dropping tonight?
My next hit.
Damn.
My next
Church.
Hit.
Church.
Who's on it?
Big.
Me.
He himself, man.
Yeah.
Take it, man, bro. Church,
I'm dropping the next hit tonight.
Can I hear it, though, man?
We ain't just got it. Well, come to the studio.
I bet. Okay.
Just pull up.
You want him to play it right here on the mic for the people?
Nah. Afterwards and shit, you feel me?
Nah, pull up on me.
I definitely want to hear it, man. Yeah, man. Slide out of here. I got you.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Eye sharp, no jumper.
Coolest podcast in the world. Who back there on the, hey, Cindy, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.
Yeah.
We out, man.